This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview more of the philosophies of Missouri senators as we move closer to the next legislative session.
I think it was a transformative election. I think we have a mandate to do several things.
We have to look at the bills and see what they mean to the labor movement.
Members of the leadership team on the majority side are waiting to hear from the next governor before they set forth the bulk of their agenda. Currently, they have their sights set on three main goals for next year. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says he sees a continued need to cut more red tape for businesses.
We have different degrees of tort reform. We've got about 9 or 10, and we're going to narrow that down, but we're going to be working on significant tort reform, yes. The governor's going to give us some scenarios where he can do that by his action, and then we'll see what legislation needs to be done to rescind some of the regulatory burden the businesses and people have in their lives.
Incoming Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds for her, potential right-to-work legislation continues to be a concern.
We have to look at the bills and see what they mean to the labor movement. As you know, that's something that's very important to me, and I've been talking to labor leaders since the election. The reality of what happened was that the leadership in that community gave it their all, and our membership did not come to the polls. We have to face that. We have to fall back and regroup.
Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says for both he and the governor-elect, transportation remains top of mind.
Infrastructure is something he's very interested in. I mean, I've talked to him a few times about that. I know Senator Leibel has talked to him multiple times about that. But as you know, even people who have been elected and in this building for several years don't understand infrastructure funding because it's very complicated and it takes a long time to get up to speed on.
Senator Walsh again points to the difference between running for office and winning a race.
I'm willing to give the governor the benefit of the doubt. You know, I learned something the night of the election, and actually the next morning when I got back, I was laying in bed listening to the television before I went to sleep, and I heard President-elect Trump's speech, and I was really surprised at his tenor.
Pre-filed legislation continues in advance of the 2017 session, with approximately 200 bills now ready for the upcoming session and a dozen joint resolutions set for potential action in the coming year, and this only counts Missouri Senate measures. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will begin at noon on Wednesday, January 4th. When lawmakers return to Jefferson City next month, they will do so with one vacancy in the upper chamber, as Senator Mike Parson of Bolivar is Lieutenant Governor-elect. There's no word yet on when a special election would be called to fill the unexpired term. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.